In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Let's continue our commentaries on St. James' Epistle. We reached verses 13 of the third chapter. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. So after St. James spoke about the tongue, how controlling the tongue and how to be, a good Christian, and this good behavior starts by the pure tongue and good words. Now he shifts to the idea of wisdom, how to gain the spiritual wisdom. And he will tell us there is like two types of wisdom. Wisdom coming from above, spiritual one. And there is another wisdom which people may believe that they are wise, having kind of earthly wisdom, kind of intellectual knowledge, so they believe in themselves as being wise. Who is wise and understanding among you? That's kind of a question. Who believes in himself as wise? Remember always that the Bible mentioned before that whoever believes in himself as wise, actually he is unwise. Because if you believe in yourself being wise, you will not believe in yourself as you need wisdom. You are not humble. And if you lose this humility, you can never be a really wise man. Because any spiritual wise person, he will feel always that he needs more knowledge, he needs more understanding, he needs to pray more and more in order to gain the wisdom of God. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. So wisdom will appear in works, not only in talks, not only in sentences. No, wisdom will reveal herself in actions. And these actions should be covered by meekness. Meekness, it's the virtue very much related to the humble heart people. That's why Christ himself said, just learn from me how to be meek and humble heart. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. So, it's not true that you are wise if you are just focusing on yourself. If you are busy with yourself, if you see yourself superior than others, if you have this bitter feeling against people, you are never wise. If you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. So there is a kind of wisdom which is not spiritual, it's earthly, sensual, and demonic. So the source of this wisdom is evil, is devil. And it's always sensual, it's not, spiritual. And also it's earthly, it's not heavenly one. So far different from the spiritual wisdom coming from above. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So it's like, if you have this sensual wisdom, you open the door for all kinds of evil feelings, evil thoughts to be in. But if you have the heavenly wisdom, your heart is full of love, full of humility, full of God himself, so you are really wise. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. So if you are spiritually wise, you are pure in heart. You can never make use of any evil way in order to reach some good goal. Actually, we never think this way. We are pure in the goal and pure in the way to the goal. We are pure in heart and pure in actions and pure in mind, pure in talks. So purity is the basis of being wise. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits. So you can never find the wisdom of God away from other verses. If you have this wisdom from God, you have also the peace of God, you have also the humility of God, you have the heart of God, so it all come together. Without partiality, because he spoke about partiality in the last chapter, and without hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means that you are not dealing with people on the same level, and also what you show from outside is different from what you feel inside. What you think inside is far different from you, what you show from outside. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So wisdom is always related to peace. Because the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of this world, will work in on fights, on, you know, attacking others, overcoming people. But, you know, the wisdom of God is always full of love and works for the peace of all. So chapter 3 taught us the idea of having pure tongue and also pure wisdom. Let's move to chapter 4. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? So he is speaking about this kind of fights in families, in friends, in relationships. And he's saying, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do you think that these fights come from outside? No, it comes from our heart. There is kind of bad desire inside your heart, which is the source of this fight. Don't believe yourself when you always blame people of this fight. You see yourself always innocent, and people are the main reason of whatever fights in your life. That's not true. Actually, you have these fights because your heart is not pure. You have desire in your heart, and these false desires, bad desires, work on this fights and wars. Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your member? Member, he meant here the mind, the heart, the feeling, the inside, the words, the actions, everything is related to this desire from inside. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. So he's telling us that people who live this kind of earthly living, you know, this bad life is always related to lust, to fights, to covetousness, to murders, you know, all bad desires and all bad thoughts. You do not have because you do not ask. Simply you can gain the peace, the wisdom, you can gain heaven and earth just by asking God to give it to you. But you rather think of fighting for this and not praying for this. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Even when you pray, actually many people just pray for their lusts. They need more money, they need a peaceful life on earth, they need to overcome problems by earthly ways. So they pray even for this. But this is not the right prayer, because we should pray according to the will of God. We should pray asking God for the kingdom of heaven. We shouldn't focus in our prayers on this world, we should focus on the coming world. So you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. So please revise your prayers. Do you pray just to enjoy life here, or you pray to catch the kingdom of heaven? Actually, when you pray for spiritual virtues, for spiritual fruits, you are praying according to His will. But when you pray just for this time, actually, you are still away from the will of God. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? So he speaks now to the bad people, saying, do you think in yourself that you are a good person and you are good before the eyes of God and you do adultery? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. It's kind of, you know, like a truth or a theme you should remind yourself with. That if you are a friend with this world, you are busy with this world, you focus all the time on this world, on the appearance, on the body, on the lusts, on the desires, on, you know, how do you look before the eyes of people, you are now kind of an enemy to God. But when you focus on what's inside your heart, how God sees you, and what's the future, the far future, the kingdom of heaven, when you think this way, now you are a friend of God. Or do you think that the scriptures say it in vain? The spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. What does this mean? The Holy Spirit who dwells in our heart yearns jealously means that the Holy Spirit wants all our heart, all our mind to be just for God, totally occupied with God's will. So the Holy Spirit yearns jealously. It means that the Holy Spirit wants to gain all our being to be holy people, to be holy from inside and outside. So any bad behavior, any negative feelings or negative thoughts, you steal away from the will of the Holy Spirit. But He gives more grace, which means that when you go spiritually, when you follow the Holy Spirit guidance, you will have better pleasure, better joy. You will feel more peace. You will have some feelings from inside that the world cannot give you, this peaceful feeling. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. No way for any proud one, anyone who has this pride, to feel the Holy Spirit fruits, the Holy Spirit gifts. In order to be a holy person, in order to be guided by the Holy Spirit all the time, you need to be humble. When you humble yourself, you will always ask for the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now you will go the right way. Therefore, submit to God. There is always a relationship between submission to God and humility. If you want to be humble, if you want to gain the virtue of humility, work on submission. Submit yourself to the commandments of the Lord. Submit yourself to the church. Submit yourself to your father in confession. Submit yourself to the people living around you. With this virtue of submission, you will be humble in heart and you will be meek and you will gain this spiritual wisdom. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. It's a very important commandment given by St. James, because some people believe that devil can, you know, can push us to the evil way. Actually, devil have no authority upon us. Devil just, you know, brings some ideas to our minds. You know, he is marketing his ideas, his lies everywhere. But you have the full freedom to accept or reject. So if you just resist the devil, he will flee away. So actually, it's our role, it's our free will to resist the devil and ask for God's mercy, God's help, God's grace. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Also, by resisting devil means that you stop your mind from the bad thoughts. You control your eyes, you control your ears, you control your tongue, you control your desires. This is the only way to resist devil. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. So just push yourself toward God. And God, He's always ready to come nearer to you. So just try to push yourself. Because sometimes we are lazy in our spiritual struggle. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. So it's always related to our will, our action, our behavior, and God is always ready with His grace to give more and more and more to everyone who seeks Him, who struggles, strive for His presence. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. Cleanse your hands is related to the action, because some hands may have some blood, which means that you may hurt somebody. With your behavior, with your action, somebody may be, stumbled and couldn't see the real picture of God in you. So purify your hands, revise your actions always. What kind of money you have in your hands, what exactly you do for others. And purify your hearts also. In order to cleanse your hands, you have to purify from inside first. So purify your mind, your thoughts, in order to have love for everyone. You double-minded. So he said once, you sinners, and then he said, you double-minded. So he is telling us that we have to revise ourselves. Are we really people of God, or we are sinners and double-minded? Double-minded that we, do things far away from what we feel, or we show ourselves as people of God and we are just people of this world. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. So it's a call for repentance. We need to repent. Nobody can change without repentance. We need to have a decision in our life to be transformed in His likeness. We shouldn't accept our life as is. This is not the picture God wanted in our life. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up. So whoever humble himself, God will lift him up. So more and more you humble yourself, actually you will get more and more glory before the eyes of God. Glory to God.